So for the last couple of weeks, if y'all have been wondering where I've been, on so the last call we had was Q&A for, and it was Halloween. And that weekend I went to Dallas as a like a, an undercover trip. So I did not tell anyone in the world I was going except for my team. And I was meeting my friend Jane to literally brainstorm for 2 straight days on the 6 month training thing with me. So what I had to do is figure out in 2 days every single thing that we would that I would want to teach. Like, what are we going to have them doing? What's going to go in the workbook day by day? How do we take them through the journey? So like when I teach you guys how to do plans, I follow the same kind of stuff in business. Now, a lot of you reach out to me and you want like, teach me how to plan in business. It is the same thing. I always break it down to the basics. I don't have complicated plans for how I do things. If I have a course I'm going to do, we first unload all the ideas. Number one, same thing I have you guys do like with realistic planning. It's like, let's just put down what we know we can do and stuff. I just keep everything so simple. So for 2 days, we brainstormed. We did all the planning. I then took all the ideas and then pulled out the most important things that I would want to teach. Then every single day had a focus, and then we made sure that we had challenges for those days and stuff like that. Then, so I did that for 2 days. I turned around, came home, and then Betsy and Kathy came to my house for 3 days, and we rewrote No BS. Now, for all of you, I want you to not think the basics are going away. It is all built on the basics, but there are so many things that I have been watching you guys for this last year talk about, want more clarity on some of the concepts that I'm just kind of like, you know, I don't know if we really want to teach this or whatever. It's going to be the best one yet. Like, shit, guys, the stuff we're putting in there is so good. So we spent basically like 3 days, first of all, unloading everything. We had a schedule. We followed it. If we wanted to flesh something out a little bit longer, I was flexible. We did that. And we just got to work on including all the things. So your No BS that's going to be coming out end of December. You guys will get it before the new people will get it. I think you're going to be so excited. It's new things, new recovery worksheets, new concepts. Not necessarily lots of new concepts, but like, I just really know how to teach it now better than I've ever been able to teach it. So I think y'all are going to be excited. We have a whole phase just on overeating. We're going to teach you thought work in such a simple way that you won't be scared to do it. And we're going to like really drill down just what do you need to know to lose the weight? That's always phase one. That will have your basics and stuff in it. And then we are also doing an entire phase on the last 20 pounds and beyond. So everything that you would need to know. So for all of you who are lost a lot of weight and now you're at the point where it's like, okay, what starts changing? What do I need to change? You know, like all of those things that you guys go through, we're creating a whole thing on that. And then we're jumping into maintenance life. And one of the modules is literally called, Oh My God, Loose Skin. That's the way we wanted to name it because so many of you ask about loose skin. Will the entire tribe go through the No BS again in January? Yeah, every time we do an opening, the entire tribe goes through No BS. I can't make you guys go through it enough. Seriously, if I could get you guys to go through it once every month, I would be thrilled. Like if you went through No BS 12 times a year, you would fucking lose weight like a boss because every single time you'd pick up something new and every single time you would be willing to apply something. And that's really the key. And that's what I want to talk today about weekly planning. This is one of the main keys of weight loss, the way that I teach it. It is not about a perfect plan. It is not about following it perfectly and stuff, guys. The reason why we plan and the reason why we do this is to go from unconsciously just hoping to lose weight and like, I'm just going to keep doing the same tired bullshit I've always done, which is like, oh my God, I ate my face off all weekend. Then on Monday, somehow I'm going to start being so good and I'm going to, you know, I can't be around sugar. So I'm going to have to take all that shit out through the week. The point of doing the plans and stuff, guys, is to raise awareness around your current patterns, figuring what those things are, asking yourself why they're there. Like, guys, I'm going to tell you, if you're fucking blowing it every weekend, that's a signal that probably what you're doing Monday through Friday is not working, because whatever you're doing Monday through Friday, you should want to do it on the weekend. There should be no difference. You should be planning your food life in such a way that you like it, that you would not need to escape from it and turn off on the weekend. Do you hear what I'm saying? Every single thing, this is what we do with awareness, guys. You make plans, you make plans, you make plans, and you don't beat yourself up when you're not following them. You ask yourself, what is it about not following? Is it telling me about to change for tomorrow, to think about, to wonder why I'm doing that in the first place? Not from a place of like, I'm so broken, I wonder why I do this. That's not curiosity. That's not trying to figure your shit out. That's called throwing a fit. That's called being a baby and acting like, you know, something's happening to you or you're broken. Ain't none of you broken. Please, for fuck's sake, quit thinking that. You are not broken. You're unwilling to be curious about what you can do for yourself. I'm going to tell you right now, it may feel like shit, but it is way easier to sit around and think you're broken and sit around and wonder why you're not doing shit than it is to just get in there and do it. Like somebody over here is like, I wonder if I need coaching on why I won't finish the self-love course. No, you don't need coaching on that. You know what you need to do? Finish the self-love course because it feels like shit. You're not finishing it because it feels like shit. Hey, guess what? Loving yourself feels like shit. There's no downside, though, to feeling like shit while you complete that to figure out what it is you're telling yourself. The majority of you don't need any more coaching on why you're not doing things. Period. You don't need like to figure out what's going on. Here's what's going on. You keep planning the same way, expecting to suddenly just feel motivated, expecting to just suddenly change. Like, you need to plan differently. If you're not following your plans, it's telling you something's going on with the plan. Why am I eating every night at 8 o'clock? I'm just going to eat every night at 8 o'clock for this week so I can like listen to myself. Why do I feel like I need it? What is it about 8 o'clock that my brain goes to like, oh, thank God we're going to eat tonight? Why? Why thank God? That is what we have to be doing. I do not teach you how to just follow a plan. I'm trying to teach you guys how to start thinking better for yourself. But if you guys keep thinking you got to like dig around somewhere over here in the corner to figure out your brokenness before you can like do something wrong. Yeah, you might have a thought error, but keep making 24-hour plans while you figure out what your thought error is. Don't stop making a 24-hour plan because you don't know what your thought error is. That's fucking stupid. And yet we do this to ourselves all the time. I'm just going to give it to you straight. I've been gone for like a week. We are not going to sit here and be babied today. We're going to get on it. So here's what the queen does. Sunday morning, I've been traveling like for reals. I get up this morning. I got to do a run. I do not want to do the run. I literally did not want to do, like most days this week, I have not wanted to exercise. You can ask Coach Bessie. She was sitting in the chair, working by the fireplace, looking cozy as fuck. Cats laying all over the place. It just looks like a palace. And I'm supposed to go do a run, and I'm looking at her, and I'm sighing. I go, I'm going to go do this. And this was 2 days ago. I still didn't want to run 2 days ago. Guys, most of the time, you are not going to want to do something that requires effort. Sitting on the couch and eating and whatever it is that we're all doing will always seem like a better choice. Sometimes you will look forward to it. Those are the days you're just like, thank you, baby Jesus, hallelujah. But most days, like life is just not full of like, whoa, all the time. But that's the problem. You guys are waiting for your life to feel so exciting all the fucking time. It's not supposed to be. You know what most of life's supposed to be? It's just supposed to be even keeled. We're not supposed to be looking to like for everything to feel amazing and energetic. Sometimes they do. And that's when you double down on like, thank you, Lord. But what we don't need to do is sit around thinking that we're broken because we don't feel like we want to do it all the time. And Coach Bessie will tell you right now, her ass got coached on that a lot while she was here. She suffers from thinking that somehow she's broken because she doesn't want to do things. You don't need to listen, or you don't need to want to do things. You need to notice when you don't want to do it and then ask yourself why. I just told myself this morning, oh, I know why I don't want to go for a run, because I have other things I'd rather be doing. But I also really want to get this goal. So I did not feel motivated. I did not feel excited. You know what I did? I made myself go out there before I could change my mind. I called bullshit on myself and I just said, we're just doing it. That's it. I didn't make a big deal drama. I didn't even have to do a model, not one single model. I did not need to figure out why my want to was broken. I didn't have to do any of that. I just knew that I was supposed to. Okay, so I get up this morning and what I do, so I do just like you guys. In fact, this is going to be a terrible example because I am at the tail end of a planner. Now, let me say this because this is also like really good for y'all. Seriously, I'm going to start a new one on November 11th. I know some of you are like, what? Like those pages, how are they going to align? And I don't care. You know what I really care about? Am I going to keep my ass small or not? I'm not going to wait till December 1st to make sure my pages line up. And I'm not going to sit there and be like, well, December 1st ain't on like a Monday or it ain't on a Sunday or whatever. I don't give a shit. All I care about is I'm a grown-ass woman. Here's what I do. All right, so middle of the week, my hello scales right smack dab in the middle. Okay, well, on the day I'm going to weigh, I'll just turn my pages back. I can handle that. So for a lot of you, what I want you to do is I want you to quit thinking that this has to be in perfect universal alignment. We ain't astrology. We ain't got to have that shit. You know what we do? We just decide, hey, am I ready to lose weight or am I ready to have a planner that starts on the right day of the month and use it as a golden excuse to not do shit until then? I watch a lot of y'all do this. And then y'all talk about strategies inside the Facebook to figure out how you can delay starting your planner. It's like, let's not strategize on figuring out how to delay starting our plans. Let's strategize on like, crack open thy book. All right, so mine's all jacked up. It's like in the middle. It's all the things. I got a freshie waiting on me in there. But what I did this morning is I went ahead and did my hello scale. This morning, I actually weighed in yesterday, but I did it this morning just because yesterday I didn't do it. I just didn't. I had other things to do, and I was like, well, I'll do it on Sunday morning. Again, I'm flexible. I'm not beating myself up. I'm not, like, hanging on to tight rules as if, like, here's the what I know. My ass and my scale doesn't care when things are happening. You know what it cares about? What things I'm doing. A big difference. So I did my hello scale. I filled it out. Guys, if you want to see all the things that I like wrote about, if you go to pnptribe.com, you can go to my journal. So if you just go and look, you'll be able to find it. I think we keep, Betsy, where do we keep the link to my journal? I know it's on the main page, but that main page is going to change soon. I just want to give them, hang on, I'll take a look and find it for you guys. I think it's in the toolkit. Or maybe not. Maybe it's in community. It's called Corinne's Journal. So if you go to the community tab and you go to Corinne's Journal, you'll see a page where I'm linking my stuff. Now, I've not been as consistent as I usually am with you guys updating the website, but I have been consistent in my planner, which is another thing. You know, like sometimes you guys miss out on updating your Marco Polo groups or whatever. I want you to first and foremost to always be consistent with you before you're worried about being consistent with other people. If you miss a week or two, just like I could have been like, oh my gosh, well, I hadn't updated them in like a month. I'm probably just going to like ghost them. Could y'all imagine? But y'all just imagine if my first thought was to ghost you guys because I didn't show up for a month. Oh my God, y'all would die. I would die. It's like, I think I'll just jump back in with where I left off. That's what I did. So easy. Just start where you leave off. I didn't think I'm starting all over. I didn't have some kind of like wild ass thoughts about, I wonder what they're going to think. You know what I thought? What do I think? I'd like to get started again. Publish. That's it. Like, I want y'all to notice that I just don't do a lot of drama. I may be dramatic when I'm talking to you guys, but on the inside, I try to keep drama to nil. It never feels good. It slows me down, and I don't want to be slowed down. So you can take a look there. And then I actually did my monthly assessment on November 11th. What? Guess what? I'm running out of a planner, so I'm just going to do the monthly assessment today. I just am always going to be somebody who thinks I'd rather be asking myself a lot of questions and doing these worksheets than spending my energy on trying to figure out how to make them perfectly align. The people who are always trying to make things outside of them perfectly align are the same ones who aren't losing weight as fast as they'd like. The people who are just like, I don't give a shit about that. You know what I give a shit about? I need to be doing some things. If I just do some things, I'll probably lose more weight. That's all it really takes. So I did my weekly plan. I got Aunt JJ's bringing me my food. This week I'm eating, she's making me a big ass salad. And it's just my usual salad with like broccoli. And this week I'm adding, it's not my usual salad. It's got kale lettuce. I love kale lettuce. It's got two kinds of onion because I love me some onion. This week we're having mushrooms, celery, baby carrots in there, like shredded carrots, kidney beans, garbanzo beans, egg, cheese, bacon. Cucumber. Is there any? I'm not doing tomato this week. Tomatoes here lately just haven't really floated my boat. And I think that might be all the vegetables that are in it. Anyway, broccoli and cauliflower. So she chops up broccoli and cauliflower fine. That's my big ass salad. And that's what I eat with full on ranch dressing. Before somebody asks me what kind of dressing to use, I like ranch. That's what I use. It's just plain, simple, and easy. So I do that. And then for dinners, I'm having a seafood paella. I think that's how you say it, but it's something I found on Pinterest. I've never tried it before, so I did not even put the link in there, but I just told her, I was like, she's going to make it with shrimp. It's not seafood. I'm doing chicken and sausage because Aunt JJ don't love the seafood, and I didn't want to have to handle seafood. So it's just whatever that stuff is. It's like got rice and whatnot in it, chicken and sausage. So I'm having that for dinner. And then if y'all will look, I've got like four options for breakfast or five. I can't even remember. It's like one is Kodiak pancakes and cashew milk. Two is eggs. And she's got like a lot of turnips. And so she's making them like home fries for my brother. And I was like, ooh, send me some of that. Some days I'll just make eggs in that. I like Shakeology. Sometimes I like to do those deconstructed smoothies. It's like I put it in a bowl with a lot of ice and blend it up so it's like ice cream. And then I put like avocado and fruit in it. Sometimes I mix a little cottage cheese in there just to make it real creamy like ice cream. And then I take pumpkin seeds like in the white shell for salty and crunch, and I sprinkle that on top. And so that's like a deconstructed smoothie. So sometimes I like to do that. I don't do that as much in the winter. Just because if it's cold, I get cold. And then, let's see, what else did I put down? No, there's something else. But anyway, if you go over there, you can see, like, I always have oatmeal at the house. I always have lots of breakfast options. Basically, for breakfast, it's whatever I feel like this morning. And that's what I'll have. And I just always like to have, like, 3 to 5 options available to me at any time. And then I do, I got my workouts in there, so I'll be working out most days this week, and then I'll be off next Sunday. I think I'm off on Sunday for travel, and that's it. So that's, like, for me, weekly planning is like an appointment with myself where I think about the week. I look to see if I'm traveling, and I plug that stuff in first. Like, if I know I'm not going to be at home and I know I'm not going to know what I'm going to be eating, I make sure that my weekly plan shows that, like, this day or these days, I won't know where I'm going and what I'm eating, but I do know that these are the days that I need to wake up that morning and think about what healthy choices could I make. Like, if I get to a hotel and I know they have like room service, one of the first things I do before a meal is I look at the room service menu and I use that to plan some stuff. So that's what I like to do. Would your sister-in-law post or share some of your favorite recipes? She probably would if she was technical. She does not like the internets. I'm gonna tell you right now, she ain't gonna be in there doing that stuff. She just does not like the computer. She does not like any of that. I don't even know if she has a computer, to be honest. Anything that I love, but guys, if you just go over to Pinterest and you look for me, almost all of the posts on that page, they have like, there's all kinds of recipes. It's stuff I've tried or stuff that I think would be good. My best advice is don't try to figure out what my favorite recipes are. Look on my Pinterest board and see what I like. I just always tell JJ, hey, try this. I saw this on Pinterest. That's it. Like, I do more trying things than I do wondering if it's going to be good. You don't know until you try it. What if I tell you it's my favorite thing ever? And it's like one of my favorite meals is literally fried chicken livers and onions. Most of y'all are going to be like, but I love it. So like, I think like the real question is, are you going out and looking for healthy recipes and being curious and trying new things? That's what I want you guys doing. Somebody did, and we're going to get to coaching in like 2 minutes. Somebody asked, somebody lost 6 pounds and I've lost one. Is 6 pounds realistic? Yeah, for some people. If you weigh 350 pounds, it's really easy to lose 6 pounds when you are changing your eating habits. It doesn't matter if that 6 pounds is realistic. I want to know what you think about your 1 pound. The one thing I know that you think about your 1 pound, my 1 pound might not be good enough. Look, somebody else lost more weight. Who gives a shit? I want you focused on your 1 pound. What did you do to lose a pound? If you want to lose faster, then be like, all right, is there anything this week that like I'd trade out? Is there like something that's like, am I eating pizza? Do I want to trade it out for some vegetables? Do I want to see if maybe I'm eating past my 2. I don't know. Or maybe 1 pound is perfect and very sustainable for you and set you up for exactly what you want to do. Guys, stop being concerned about what somebody else is doing and like comparing yourself to them. Because when you're comparing to what someone else is doing, you're not asking the right question. What are my thoughts about my weight loss? Because your thought automatically has to be, I noticed their weight loss was more. Does that mean something's wrong with mine? Rather than just being like, oh my God, good for her on losing 6 pounds. And I lost a pound. We're all losing. Could always be that. But that's when I know you guys are like, not in the headspace of like complete ownership of your own weight loss. Because if you've got time to question yours versus theirs, you're not owning what you're doing. You're not celebrating it. You're not questioning it. You're not curious about it. You're not doing those things. You can't do that and be watching somebody else's stuff at the same time. Now, that is different than saying like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of her. She's like my bestie. She lost 6 pounds. I lost my pound this week. We're doing it. That's very different. That's not comparing. That's called celebrating community. I notice I keep overthinking my weight loss actions and it's stressful. Best tips to just do without overthinking. Yeah, when you catch yourself overthinking, you just be like, and we don't do that. We have a plan. That's all we have to do. That's called stopping a habit. It's like having like overthinking would be no different than being like, I noticed myself biting my nails. What am I supposed to do about that? What are your best strategies? Stop biting your nails. The moment you catch yourself biting your nails, tell yourself, I don't bite my nails anymore. It is the exact same. Overthinking is no different than any other habit where you just have an urge and you respond to doing it. All right, Laura, you're up on coaching. Hope you're ready. Only raise your hand if you're wanting coaching. Please don't raise your hand if you're on the bathroom, if you're driving, or you're butt dialing me. Well, I keep thinking we're going to pull you up.
Hey from BC, Canada.
Hey.
It's the first time I've actually caught a Zoom, so this is exciting.
Okay. Can you get your camera working? There we go.
There we are.
Okay. All right.
So I'm just so excited to find your program.
Oh, good.
And I keep working on my workbook, but I find myself falling off and sidetracking.
All right, let's just take ownership of it rather than saying I find myself falling. That never happens.
Awesome.
All we do is like we just make a choice to stop. And
Okay.
this is really important. A lot of us do this. We talk in these ways as if it's like somehow something outside of me takes me off doing the workbook. It's like, no, we always decide we're either doing our worksheet or we're not. And when you drop into just owning that piece, then it means that you're the one responsible to get back on, not like something outside of me also has to change to motivate me to do it.
Exactly.
All right, so
Exactly.
what do you want help with?
Starting.
Okay, so what are you going to do this afternoon?
I'm going to write down my plan
Okay.
and I'm going to execute my plan today.
And what's going to possibly stop you?
Nothing. Not today.
Okay, so then on Wednesday, when it's time to do it, what's possibly going to stop you?
Everything else that's happening in the house.
Right. That's why I was pointing out that if you think things outside of the house are going to stop you, that's how we magically fall off plans. Is the house literally stopping you?
No, I'm stopping me.
So what happens? Give me an example of the last time you were like, well, I was going to do my workbook, but
But the dog is sick right now, and we're worried about him. And
So if you sit around worrying about him, then that for sure will make him feel better, all while you don't have to work on your weight.
exactly. Stopping. I'm self-sabotaging.
It's not
So,
self-sabotage. That's called choosing to do something else. Let me tell everybody about this because I have oh, self-sabotage. Most of you will say, I'm self-sabotaging. Self-sabotage is where you have one core belief running straight into the new belief. So it's like, I believe that I can be a planner and I believe I can do all this stuff. Like, I know it's me, blah, blah, blah. And then, but well, this could be self-sabotage then. Your actual belief is things outside of me stop me from planning. If it wasn't for the dog and it wasn't for my life and it wasn't for my house, I could then to be doing the no BS workbook.
Can you help me with? I've got a knee injury right now, so I'm not able to be as active as I'd like to be.
Okay.
Like, what's a good, should I contact my helpline for, we have a government helpline for exercise up here.
Why are
So
you
should
even worried
I
about that at all when you haven't like been dedicated to doing your no BS work? That's a good question.
I love you.
Because I
Get
can smell bullshit
to
anywhere. It's like my nose is like that of a dog. I'm a bloodhound for bullshit.
it.
We're just gonna put no BS workbook right here.
It to the front of my TV set.
Yeah.
Would you do your workbook? I'm
So
gonna make little signs all over my house.
the thought is essentially there's these other things that happen that keep me from doing it.
Yeah. But why am I not doing it?
Because you're not choosing to admit
Mm-hmm.
that this has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
All these other things are so much easier to diddle with than to actually complete a worksheet.
Yeah.
Worksheets aren't going to hurt us. Like, seriously, you're going to end up doing these worksheets and been like, the first thing you'll say is, what the fuck have I been fucking around with for? this was so much simpler than I thought it was going to be. Like, there was not even a boogeyman that crawled out of the workbook and was like, y'all act like I've got somehow a gremlin inside of it. And when you open it, he's going to be like, so it's basically the core belief, even though this is not your thought, I'm going to just put in here, there's something, because we've now labeled my knee, as you probably call and figure this exercise stuff out, around a knee that's not operating and functional to try to solve why I won't do my no BS workbook.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And this is what we all do. We all want to figure out things to do that will solve. Oh, you mean I'm just choosing it? That's all that's mm-hmm. really happening? It's so boring.
Mm-hmm.
If there was something fun, that would be better. That's always the sexier choice.
Mm-hmm.
Doing no BS is just going to be doing no BS. It's not going to be megawatt exciting. It's not going to be as fun as worrying about your dog. I know that sounds crazy, but a lot of people have fun worrying. It's like, you don't have fun, but it feels very needed. Like, mm-hmm. my dog. Like, I need to, like, sit and think about my dog and all the worst case scenarios, because that's what a responsible dog owner would do. Same thing with, like, a mother. I need to, like, worry about my child. I need to, like, sit and worry about my child. I don't have time to make a 24-hour plan. Like, I got a sick kid. I need to worry mm-hmm. about him. When it's the most pointless use of our time, because if you tell me one thing that you, like, worried over and somehow your dog suddenly felt better, I'd let you worry all day.
Yeah.
All right. So there's something outside me, and that feels like what? Something outside me that stops me from doing my work.
I can't pinpoint it.
How's it feel?
It's like walking through mud.
Stuck.
Yep.
Sluggish.
Yep.
Yeah. So when we're stuck, we ruminate.
Yep.
On things. And we're not.
So we don't have to.
Do what?
So we don't have to. Yep. Yep. Just do it.
End up stopping yourself from doing your own work. That ends mm-hmm. up being the result. Stopping self.
Yeah.
And that's all that's really happening here. And the reason why I want you to see it, because we really have to know this so that each time you're going to make a plan and stuff, you're going to need to watch for all the excuses to come in as to why we're not going to do this today. Why mm-hmm. this is like, and it will be a myriad of excuses. And here's the ones I typically hear. It won't matter anyway. I've got something better to do. I don't have time. I've never been able to lose weight anyway. So why bother with this plan? Mm-hmm. And what we do is we just keep doing that cycle rather than being like, oh, I keep thinking something outside of me is stopping me. Today is just a day where I just kind of keep doing it before I believe it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
Before I'm going to want to, before I'm motivated. And it doesn't matter why I'm feeling like, the only thing you need to know, the only reason why I would ever be feeling stuck is because I must be thinking something that feels stucky.
Okay.
And that's it. And then you just make your plan anyway. What happens is when you do that, you start creating evidence that even when you feel stuck or like it's not important or whatever, that you can continue to move forward. And then you start getting little bitty wins and you start getting unstuck. And then when you start getting unstuck, you start thinking of things like, oh, maybe it does pay off to do stuff before I feel like I want to.
Mm-hmm. I needed this pep talk.
I just want you to keep it super simple. I don't want you mm-hmm. making complicated plans or anything like that. Just make the I want you to be thinking all week long, what is the easiest way to lose weight? What's the easiest way for me to make my 24-hour plan? What are the easiest foods I can put on here? condition yourself to thinking the process is easy by asking yourself, how can you make it easy?
I know you talk about not using plans from the past, but should I pull from the plans that worked good last time?
If it was my stuff, yes. If it was some kind of bullshit restrictive diet, no, because it didn't work.
Okay.
So like if, let's say, what plan are you wanting to pull?
I'm just trying to go more vegetables, because I'm really bad at eating vegetables. So when I was really focused on eating my vegetables, they filled me up. I got my protein in and everything worked. Like, so it all fell into place.
Then what I would do is like, take a look at what you were, if you have a plan where you were eating more vegetables and stuff, decide on a scale of 1 to 10, this plan I'm looking at, do I feel like an 8 or better that I would execute it without it feeling hard at all this week? Mm-hmm. If you're an 8 or better, then I would say use that plan.
Okay.
Like you got to feel good about it. If you feel like, well, I don't know about all them vegetables, like maybe on my best days I'll do it, but you know, when the dog gets sick again, like I would like ask your, this is a good question for you. When the dog gets sick and your knee's bothering you, will you want to eat that plan?
Yes.
If the answer is like, oh, that's a no, then make a hybrid of the plan. Say, okay, well, if I was going to be able to follow it, what pieces of this plan do I think I could realistically do? And what else would I put in?
Okay.
And you can ask that like every day. So like you could have some days that you make an amazing plan. That's like all the vegetables. And it's like, I feel so motivated, blah, 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 blah. And you can have some days where you already know it's like, this day it started off shitsville. I woke up in a bad mood, blah, blah, blah. Like I need today's plan. And today's plan is not a buffet of greens. And that's okay too. There's nothing wrong with it. It's always about asking yourself, what am I going to commit to? Because what I want you guys to learn more than anything is comfortable with planning and thinking ahead rather than just eating in reaction. Asking yourself how you can make losing weight easy, figuring out that there's just different days and that's okay. This is not cookie cutter anymore. This is my life. My life is not a cookie cutter. Make sense?
Yes. Awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you from Canada. Bye. Bye.
All right. Connie. And just so you know, guys, we have switched our calls to where they are open calls with me on Sundays. We're not scheduling anymore. We just think it's easier for everyone to just raise your hand, and I'm just calling on people as we go. All right, Connie. Well, girl, you better set that ass down. You know I get dizzy.
Is it working?
Oh, please. I get real dizzy.
Okay. I didn't know if it was on yet or not.
Yes, you are on. I don't know if y'all know this, but I have wicked car sickness. And even like when y'all are on screen, if you're dancing around, like, I get a wave of nausea. Like I have had, like I drive everywhere we go. All right. So now that you know all about my sickness and cars and how I abhor an Uber, what are we coaching on?
Well, I typed in there about how it just seems like I'm, it's kind of the same thing the last caller was talking about. You know, I get started, I do good for 2 or 3 days, and then, and it's the nighttime eating.
So how many, if you already know this is your pattern, and let me just tell you, please, y'all, quit saying, I do good for 3 days. It's you're either on plan or you're off. This is not a statement as to the, your humanity.
Oh, you froze.
I do good. I don't know why I'm having internet.
It's still frozen.
What I was saying is when you say, I do good, then if you don't eat on plan, that means I am bad.
Right.
Not a statement as to who you are. We're either on plan or we're not. Because if it's not about me as a person, it's more about this plan was either followed or as it wasn't. And now I just need to figure out why I was following it or I wasn't. And I need to just come up with my new strategies and stuff. You're in a whole different space. Because what do you think when you eat off plan? If you think on plan is good, then what is off plan?
Bad. Bad.
So what do you tell yourself? How do you say it to yourself?
I messed up again. Here I go again.
So what? So what if you messed up again? So what if it's like reminiscent of a time before? What do you make that mean?
That I'm not going to ever get the weight off because I keep doing this over and over again.
I'm never going to get the weight off.
Yeah. The thoughts that are not good, that don't serve me at all come up. And then I have to argue with him, you know, that, you know, no, I'm not supposed to tell myself that. And that's not productive. And all the things that, you know.
What if you just decide that when you think, what was it? I'm never going to get this weight off.
Yeah.
Rather than going, oh no, I'm not supposed to think that, something's wrong with my brain. See, this is all such a problem. What if it's not? What if I'm never going to get this weight off is just a thought?
It is just a thought. But it's not a very productive thought.
No, it's not an unproductive thought. I want you to watch how hardcore you are to being stuck in that these off-plan eats are bad. Not only do I eat off-plan, but they also mean I'm not going to get my weight off. And that also means that I have a lot of unproductive thoughts that are just slowing me down. And they're just like, do you see where like all the energy goes? Like, all right, so now I've got to start way over here. Like, you want to lose right here? You're trying to start way down here rather than just like, right. I have an off-plan eat. Like, this is where weight loss is. And this is where an off-plan eat is until you add all that language in and then you move the bar back.
Adding layers that don't need to be there.
Yeah. Like, what if you're always going, like, forevermore, every single time you have an off-plan eat, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm never going to get this weight off again. And that is just a thought that I usually think. I wonder why I eat off-plan. Rather than trying to figure out and argue with myself about how I'm talking, like, I love how we do this. I have these thoughts, and then I argue with myself about these thoughts. And the whole time, guess what's happening? Our off-plan eat is sitting here going, hey, are you going to brainstorm me? Hello? I was just trying to help you. I'm sitting over here in off-plan land wanting to give you information. Are you curious? And you're like, no, we're too busy arguing over here.
Right. And I don't do recovery worksheets when I eat off plan. So I know that's something I really resist doing. And I don't know why. I guess I've talked to Betsy about this before because I don't see the point. And that's terrible to think that way. I mean, that's,
stop.
Okay.
Here's your homework, Connie.
Okay.
I want you to spend an entire week listening for how often you judge how you think.
Okay.
I don't want you working on anything else. You were just telling me, like, I did this work with Betsy, blah, blah, blah. And that's a terrible thing to think. Rather than just being like, I did all this work with Betsy, it was very interesting that that's how I think.
Okay.
Like, do you see the difference between being, that's interesting how I think about this versus, and that's a terrible thing. And that's a problem thought. And that one's never going to get me anywhere. And I'm going to have to stop that. That feels like what? I'm never going to get this weight off. That's a terrible thing to think. How much? What does it feel like?
Like crap. Because it folds all back into, I've been here almost a year and I'm not down. I won't, you know, I've been playing with the same 5 pounds as I was, you know, every month. And, you know, the thought of quitting comes up and then I'm like, well, no, that's not the answer. You know, quitting is the answer.
I don't think you feel like crap when you think those things. Like when you think that's a terrible thought, let's do that one.
Okay.
Because that's really the problem that I'm seeing here. Is you're coming at all of your, like, you're not even thinking about your off-plan eats. You are consumed with your thinking being terrible, and your thinking is slowing you down, and your thinking is doing, like, I need to argue with my thinking. So it's, that's terrible to think. How does that feel?
How does it feel that it's terrible to think that?
Yeah.
Well, it just feels hopeless.
Hopeless. I mean, what else?
Just really negative, you know.
Negative. And then what do you do when you go into negative land?
Eat. Overeat.
So we eat.
Binge.
Binge.
Thoughts.
Yeah, judge myself, judge the fuck out of myself.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Shame.
So that's a feeling from all of
okay.
this.
Okay. Oh,
that's a whole other model. All of these thoughts now get their own models where the shame starts coming in.
Give up on myself. So that's an action.
Yeah.
Just give up and say, fuck it.
I think it's the arguing.
The arguing.
I think the big thing that happens there, I don't even think you're eating and binging in this model. I think in this model, you're setting yourself up to eat and binge. And let me show you how this is happening. Arguing with yourself. Judge the fuck out of myself. The result, I keep thinking terrible things. And when you keep thinking terrible things, you can look at some of these thoughts basically up into your circumstance line. Like you start, this is what happens. And this is a tricky model. Just want to tell all of you, this is a master coach model. You can start putting some of your thoughts in the C line because you believe them.
Right.
The more you tell yourself a thought over and over again without questioning it, without saying, and that's just something I think, if you're not putting space between you and that thought, it now starts becoming a belief system rooted in us. And when it becomes something that we just believe about ourselves, you might as well have it in your C line at that point, because now you're going to have thoughts about that.
Yeah.
So when you think, I think terrible things, you'll have a thought about that. And it'll be like, why the fuck bother? And then
right.
you feel hopeless and frustrated. And then you eat, then you binge, and you quit.
Exactly.
That model. That's why, guys, it is so imperative that we don't judge our thoughts. Like the first, this is one of the things we're going to be working on in the new No BS when we do the model is, I would much rather see everyone quit trying to change their thoughts and just start working on putting separation between the things you think and what you're believing. And that's what I want you to do this week. I want you to spend some time seeing how many times and how many different ways you can catch yourself judging how you think and judging your actions and not getting upset about it.
Okay.
Like the literal goal would be like, I wonder if I can collect 100 judging thoughts of my own. They don't all have to be different, but like, be like, oop, I didn't realize how often I was sitting here thinking, that's a terrible thing to think. That's not going to help me. And just tick, 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 tick. Because okay. what your brain does, it doesn't attach to something as a belief system if you're watching it. And then saying, oh, and that's just what I'm thinking. And you just set it aside and you don't get upset about it. And you think, well, what, it, you know, like if I wasn't going to be judging myself, what would I be doing with this off-plan overeat? So let's do that model. We have an off-plan overeat. So once we've noticed our judgment thoughts first, we could do what with an off-plan overeat? think about it how? Or what would you like your action to be?
As a, like a stepping stone or a, back step, you know, like a something that trips you up more momentarily. I can't think of the word. I was
stumbled.
Stumble.
Yeah. So what would you do with an off plan eat?
Normally,
like going forward, when you, every time you have an off plan eat, what would you like it to look like? Like, what would you love to see yourself doing with all your off plan overeats?
Just say, okay, so you had a stumble. Let's pick ourselves back up. And, or not that I've even fallen. You had a stumble. You sort of tripped your toe. Let's focus on the next thing we can do here to, or the next best step, like you always say, the next best decision.
You're going to ask what's next best decision.
And I would think that would be doing a recovery worksheet because I never do them.
Do a recovery worksheet. Before I start like doing them. Anything else?
Not go into the shame cycle or the...
So watch my thoughts.
Yeah, watch my thoughts, not beat myself up. But also not let it, you know... Like normally, like if I have an off plan, I have my day all planned out and say, I decide I want a little something more after lunch. I'll grab a latte on my way back to work. And then I'm like, oh, I didn't have that on my plan, you know, and I have it. And then when I get home from work and I'm really hungry and I eat my planned dinner. And then right after that, I'm like, well, I already had a latte. I already, you know, went off plan. You know, this or that wouldn't hurt. And then it, that just turns into maybe a binge or, you know, eating a bunch of stuff I'm trying not to eat. So
maybe what you do, like as you're doing the recovery worksheet, one of the nice things about it is it not only identifies your thinking, but it asks you what would you do differently next time. And I think this is one of the things that hoses you guys up is you think that one of the things you would do differently next time is we'll just say no to every urge. It's like, what if you, every day you're telling yourself, you want a latte? Maybe you need to lose weight with lattes.
Well, or put, you know, like put it on my plan.
That's, well, yeah. If you're going to lose weight with lattes, they're going to be on your plan.
Yeah.
Rather than just every day, like pretending that you're not going to do it, have them every day. There's this thing called the habituation effect. And a lot of you, this is why I teach exceptions. This is why I teach you to include things that you actually like rather than restricting and thinking these foods control me, sugar's evil, and blah, blah, blah. Your brain loves to like have things just be like boring, like a habit. Including the foods that you guys keep drumming up emotional energy around. So if you are always thinking foods are bad, foods are this, foods are that, you're making it hard.
Yeah.
And then you pull them out and then you have them and you get a big spike in dopamine and then you pull them out again and your brain never gets used to them. Your brain never normalizes, oh, this is just normal food. You mean this is not evil food? This isn't like villainized food? This isn't the good food? This isn't the whatever food you call it? This is
the taboo food. Yeah.
It's just a latte.
Yeah.
It's just cookies today. So this is why what I have you guys do. All right. I'm going to just turn my mic off because it sounds like people are having problems. So what I have you guys do is I have you plan this stuff in the realistic plan for a reason. You have to habitualize the thoughts around it to where it's just normal. It's not overly exciting. It's not breaking the rules. It's not rebellion behavior. It's not off plan or on plan or I'm good or I'm bad. It just is. We're literally trying to make your diet easy and boring. Most of you make your diet hard and exciting. Lots of exciting on plans and lots of, oh my God, adrenaline rush bombs. Gotta live in the middle.
The middle is not supposed to be incredibly fun. It's not supposed to be incredibly bad. It's just supposed to kind of be.
Right.
So if we do all this, how are we feeling? If you're going to ask yourself what's the next best decision, you're going to do a recovery worksheet before you feel like it, you're just watching your thoughts now, what is the feeling?
That I can do this, that I have some belief that I can do this, I can lose weight and just be, you know, go on, just move on, you know, do the... keep going. I can have some faith in myself that, you know.
How about we have an off plan eat and your thought is have some faith in yourself?
Yeah. You can have that. I can handle this and not let it derail me.
I wouldn't even go to all that. I just feel like have some faith in yourself.
Yeah.
This isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
You said both of those. Like, I want you to notice that your brain is wanting to go to, don't let this derail you. Your brain starts thinking that this is like you're already introducing the idea this could derail us. Rather than just staying really focused on, have some faith in yourself. It's not a big deal. All right. How does that feel?
More positive. I don't know, just kind of, just more accepting, I guess.
Accepting. Because I want you to notice your last thought, your last model, you could have put resisting easily in that feeling line.
Yeah.
This is a problem. This is like a big ass deal. We shouldn't think these things. That's like, I want you to think about it. Anytime you think something shouldn't be happening, you're already saying, let's resist what is. It's already happening.
Yeah.
What do you mean it shouldn't be happening? This is the way you're talking to yourself. You've already ate the food. Sitting around thinking it shouldn't be happening is like, you know, pissing in the wind.
Yeah. It's almost like going to those thoughts all the time. It's like when you play a record on a record player.
Yeah.
And the grooves are so deep in that one song you listen to all the time or whatever.
Yeah. And that's what I want you to know is like all those thoughts are just grooves. And the more you start just watching them and not putting emotional energy behind them, your mind starts ungrooving.
Okay.
And it will like start when you start thinking this on purpose instead. Your brain starts, it's in Atomic Habits. He talks about a marble. So think of like a sand temple. And at the top, you've got a marble that's rolled down on this side over and over and over again. The first few times, you barely can tell the marble rolled. And then eventually, if you keep going the same route, it gets very deep. And yours is very deep on, I shouldn't think these things. These things shouldn't be happening. The more you start realizing, oh, and that's a thought, and I'm, you know, this is just a judgment thought, this is just kind of how I think, and you're like, you know what, we're going to have some faith in ourselves, we know we can figure it out, we're going to do the things that we know are going to work, even if right now we're still believing something else, we're just going to do them, couldn't hurt, can't hurt to do them.
No, that's for
sure. The marble starts rolling the other way, and guess what, the first 10 or 15 rolls, you barely can tell the marble's rolling down. It's going to want to go the other way at the top unless you nudge it in the right direction. Eventually what happens is when you put it at the top and you quit rolling down that side, the wind's blowing enough to cover up the trail and the marble starts wanting to go down the other side naturally.
That's momentum. Like that. Yeah. I didn't realize I was even doing that.
That's why it's so good to get on coaching calls or to do thought downloads. You know, like if you do a thought download and a recovery worksheet every day, you'll uncover little thoughts that you keep thinking. And guys, don't judge your thoughts. If you don't judge them, you'll find them. But if you're looking and going, oh my God, that's what's slowing me down. This is a problem and blah, 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 blah. You don't even go to the phase where you're just like, oh, I probably should just up level this a little bit each time I think it.
Okay. Great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll be watching those thoughts.
All right, lady.
All right.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye. All right. Kelly?
Okay, I unmuted. And yes. Start video. Okay. Got it.
All right. What are we coaching on?
I wish I have a lot of, I feel very chaotic at the moment. Also, I'm going to fangirl pretty hard right now. I was a groupie for, through 2000 and I'm a September baby. So I was a groupie for like a year and a half. I dropped like 45 pounds. I was like kicking ass and taking names. And then I stopped.
Why did you decide to stop?
I remember the thought. I actually do remember the thought. And that was, if you keep losing weight, you're not going to be able to eat anything. That was it's the stupidest shit I've ever heard anyone say out loud.
You just decide, like, that's not stupid? Of course, your brain is going to be like, let's just maintain here. Let's come up right. with a nightmare scenario about what the rest of this is going to look like.
Yeah.
Our brain does that when we really enjoy what we're doing. It will start convincing us to kind of just stay here.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with enjoying where you're at, but you have to be like, you know what? Just because I think it might be a shit show or I might not be able to eat or whatever, mm-hmm. why don't I just prove myself wrong on that thought?
Okay.
Rather than quitting and proving that thought true.
Right. Yes. That would have been a more effective way. That's why I joined. So I was like, you know, I always promised myself as a groupie, if I hit a wall and I can't get over it, I'm just going to join. And so I joined and I'm here. I'm in a really good accountability group.
Good.
I am having a lot of those thoughts. I Facebook and I keep coming across old photos of me, like at races when I was down my weight. And I feel really frustrated with where I'm at when I see those.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not just be like, of course I would be frustrated.
Okay.
And that's okay. Like, I don't want you to be like, I'm so frustrated and this is a problem, rather than be like, that's normal. Like, love when I look at some pictures and I'm like, what? And then I'm just like, I can be healthy. I can make changes. Like, if I like to think of when you see those pictures, if they frustrate you because mm-hmm. you were racing and they frustrate you because you were smaller, mm-hmm. that's like your inner voice saying, time to get to work.
Yeah. I want to be back there. So I have to do the work. Right. Okay.
And it doesn't have to be hard.
Right. No, it doesn't. I was working on that too, because I own a music school. And one of my students is like, you should try it for a musical and you should try. And it's a chorus line. And I'm like, I'm not thin enough for any of those roles. They will not cast me.
Oh, how much do you have to weigh?
I would probably to be in a chorus line, I would probably have to drop to about 120 pounds.
Because that's their rule.
Well, it's not like a hard and fast rule, but you have to be a certain size to be cast in a dance role. There's roles for larger women and there's roles for smaller women. I'm still going to audition and see what happens, but
I would challenge you to do that.
Okay.
You tell me I asked you that because I guarantee you that they're not putting on the application, hey, you got to weigh 120 pounds to get in a chorus line.
Right.
That's right. Your thought coming up. That's not helping you.
That's true.
Your thought should be, I want to be in a chorus line. I'm going mm-hmm. to audition. And if it means that I have to be healthy right now, it's so worth it. Rather than thinking, well, I'm going to have to be thinner and they only cast a 120-pound person and I'm a bigger girl right now and I don't really want that. Do you see, like, your thought process, like, is blowing some serious goats?
Okay. That's helpful because that's actually a big one now that you mentioned that. And I didn't even mean to, like, really talk about this, but this is actually better than all the things I wanted to talk about.
Great. Let's do it.
My whole life has been, I want to lose weight to look good on stage and get cast in roles that I want.
Okay.
And I know, I knew that, but I never really, it's like kind of like this little like shadow thought in the back of my mind where it's like, well, you're not thin enough to be in shows and you're not thin enough to be on stage. So it was just, and it doesn't really do anything for me.
It's not going to fuel you. Like, right. Let me just ask you this. Because your goal is a thought. So when we do thoughts, guys, this is all going into the no BS. There are 7 types of thoughts. One of them are goals. Okay. Our goals are thoughts. That's all they are. Because they don't become a circumstance until they're achieved.
Okay.
Then you have the circumstance of, like, let's say you want to weigh 120 pounds. Circumstance then becomes 120 pounds, and you'll have thoughts about weighing 120 pounds. Right now, I'm going to bet you I know exactly what your thought will be. Well, you better stay here if you want to keep getting rolls. It won't be, fuck me, man, like, badass right here. Like, I never have to worry again. No, that's not how we do it. If we practice fearful thinking on the way down, then we think fearful thinking is required to stay there.
I did that with my band. I didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
I
was in my band. And here's the problem. When you get there, you think you're supposed to be happy. But if the only thing it requires you to do is be in fear all the time, it's like, oh my God, nothing happened like I thought it would.
Yeah. Well, and there were things I loved about going on the way down, but there was always this underlying fear of losing it all because it was so important that I was thin as a performer.
So let's put the horse line roll up here. All right. And in your thought, which was your goal, was what?
I 120 is actually my goal. So yeah.
You had a thought that was like, I need to.
Oh, I need to be 100. Like, I need to be thin to get roles.
I need to be thin to get. That was like your compelling reason, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like when we were talking about why would you want to lose that, you said something like, I've always wanted to lose weight because I've always wanted to be thin so I could feel good on stage and get rolled.
Yeah. Because I need to be thin to be a performer.
I need to be thin to be a performer. And that feels what?
Stupid. It feels really shitty and it sounds really stupid.
No, I mean, we're going to have a theme today. We're not going to judge our thoughts.
Okay.
What if it's not stupid? What if you've just uncovered something that unlocking, like once you found this thought, it could unlock all your dreams for you?
Yeah, that sounds pretty tits.
It sounds way better than it's stupid.
Yeah.
Like all of you, when it comes to figuring out your thoughts, you guys sit around and judge them and then you wonder. This is what I love. I want to judge the fuck out of my ineffective thoughts and then wonder why I don't want to do a model and wonder why I don't want to do a recovery worksheet and then wonder why I'm not doing the journaling. I don't know, because every time you do it, you beat the fuck out of yourself.
That's true. I do really, I think that I should be better at how I think. And it's like, it's funny because I listen to like all the recordings, I listen to the podcast and I'm like, oh, I don't do that. and then I sit down, but I don't do a lot of models. I do a ton of recovery worksheets. I don't do a lot of models because you know what? I think I already know that my thoughts are dumb. So why should I do any work on them?
Why would I want to do thoughts on my, why would I want to do thought work on my dumb thoughts?
Yeah. Cause I think that it means I don't know what I'm doing. And which I had a call with Betsy where I said, another thing is I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm just using it as proof that I don't know what I'm doing.
No, it's just a thought that's stopping you from being like, if none of my thoughts are dumb and every single one of them is trying to help me get on the path to where I want to go, I'm probably going to be more willing to look at them. But if I think they're stupid and I have to degrade myself and feel bad about them and junk, of course they're dumb. Why would I ever do that?
Right.
It's way easier to sit around and not do work than it ever is, guys, to sit around and think, oh, this is the next step. This is what I'm supposed to be learning. Oh, today is the day I learn to stop judging my thoughts. Oh, today is the day that I get over my ass when it comes to models.
I
need to be thin to be a performer. Feels like what again?
It feels defeating.
Defeating?
Yeah.
And we do what? Or we don't?
I haven't auditioned for anything in years.
No auditions.
I'm afraid to try out for bands. I just tried out for a Pink Floyd tribute and I think I got in, and I'm just terrified to even show up next Sunday. So yeah.
Where do you live?
In New Jersey.
You know,
but we're going to take the kids on tour to Nashville, to NAMM.
Oh, you have to let me know when you come.
I will. So
I'm a huge Pink Floyd. This is such a tangent, but I'm a big Pink Floyd fan.
We'll do it. Well, maybe we'll get the kids to do Great Gig in the Sky for you. That's what I auditioned with, actually.
You're making me sweat. No audition.
No, I really have a very, very cool life, and it's been really tough because I don't appreciate
my life.
Yeah. Yes. I have
a great action.
Amazing things. And I have these thoughts and I'm like, what's holding me back? And I'm judging all my thoughts.
And I judge myself.
Yeah.
This is all so, like, your result is so good. I become an underperformer.
Yep. I don't show up for myself. And you know what? I show up for my students all the time because I can sit behind a piano and I can teach them no matter what weight I am. But I never get myself up in front of people on stage. And I really, really miss it. And I really want to do it. Oh, damn, you are good at this.
I try. All right. So this is obviously not working.
No.
So when you, like, this is what I want you to think about. It may be that being thinner opens you up to different roles, mm-hmm. rather than I have to be thin in order to be a performer.
Okay.
But it also could mean that I can be doing all the work involved in being a performer while also becoming a healthier version of me. I don't have to fuel it from this scarcity, like I need to be thin to be a performer. It's like, it's not even right. True. You go for different roles. You can do different things.
I play bass in a cover band too. So yeah. Weezer, if you like that.
If you want this specific role and it does require you to be thinner,
right?
Then rather than beating yourself up to get there, it's like, how can you love yourself to get there? Be like, it will be worth it. Right. I really want that and I'm willing to work on it. And it doesn't make me a good or bad person. It's just, I just need to have a plan. I need to eat like somebody who wants to weigh 120 one day.
Yep.
Like we maybe make it simple like that.
Yeah. So if I change my thought to I'm working on losing weight so that I feel better and can enjoy the time that I do have on stage, that might.
You can enjoy your time on stage at your current weight.
Yes.
I don't even think that's going to help you. I want you to tie your weight to you can be a performer. You can enjoy yourself on stage. You can also have a lot of fear and doubt and go for roles and stuff. You can do all of that and it won't matter what you weigh.
Okay.
But you can also lose weight. It's like, you know what? Because I want to.
Right.
I don't know if it'll open up other doors or not, but you know why I'm doing it? Because I just want to.
Okay. So just kind of work on separating those two things.
Separate them out.
Okay.
Sure.
That will probably help a lot. It feels a little bit like I think I'm going to need to work on a ladder for that.
Yeah. And it's going to feel very true to you because you're probably going to have some person in the industry say you need to weigh this or you need to be this size in order for this role. Even if that is said and it becomes a circumstance, it does not mean that it's helpful for you to practice that in your head. There are some circumstances out there and there are some thoughts offered to us that although they may be factual and true, and we can take it all the way to Judge Judy and be fine, it doesn't mean it serves us in the long run. So if it's not useful for us, we need to be like, delete. Like, this is not a useful thought. This is like cleaning out the closet. Some of my clothes may actually fit, but they look like shit on me. Doesn't mean they're useful. So I'm going to take those to the goodwill. Our thoughts are the same way. If it looks like shit on us, just because it fits or is true, doesn't mean we need to keep it.
Right. Yes.
So here's an exercise that I just did very recently. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but I've been literally working on losing this 5 to 7 pounds for years. Like, it's always been a goal. Like, just, it became just like a part of me. And so I was talking to my coach about it. And I was like, I don't know why I keep hanging on to this. It's like, mm-hmm. I obviously like where I'm at. Otherwise, I would be doing something about it, right? And she said, well, tell me what you think life will be like 5 pounds from now. And so I did a download on all the things that would change in 5 pounds. And I read it and I was like, holy fuck, here I am, a master coach helping people. And I'm sitting here looking at my list of everything that I can think, feel, and believe about me right now.
Right.
And you can do the same thing at 120. You need to go through and make your list of what do you, like the version of Kelly, what is so different about 120 for you? What is she thinking, feeling, doing? Like, what are all the things? There may be one or two things on that list. It's like, oh yeah, if I got thinner, it might be easier to get these roles. But the rest of it, like auditioning and trying out and being happy on stage and things like that, I kind of think this version of Kelly needs to work on doing that just right now and not thinking it's all tied to a long-term goal. Because right. if all of those thoughts and feelings are tied to 120, then there's, that means that right now is probably a shit show.
Yeah. Okay. So, but so there shouldn't be, okay. So just write down everything that I think my life at 120 is going to be like.
Yes. And every one of you should do this, whatever you guys think, especially for my girls who are close to getting to maintenance. Or you think you need to lose 5 more pounds, or you're questioning if you should stop, do the exercise of what would life be like at this weight? Like what, because here's, all of us have a mental image of it. Like when I think of myself 5 pounds smaller, for some reason, I'm always in a kitchen and the sun is shining in and I'm like making a smoothie and I'm just like, you know, the day is mine and all my plans are made and I'm always dress fit to kill. I mean, I just have this mental image of me and right. it's there. And rather than like acting like it's not there or not exploring it or be like, well, why does she look so happy? Why is the sun always shining? Like, why are these things going
okay.
on? When you really like download it, you can go back and say, of this, what is available to me right now? What is it going to take for me to start thinking some of this stuff? What is it going to start, like, how am I going to need to change how I'm currently thinking to feel these things? What is it that she's doing that I probably could do right now? But the difference between me and her, she has confidence. And right now I'm going to do it with doubt and fear.
Okay. And do you recommend doing that for like points going down or just go straight to that ultimate goal?
You can do it either way.
Okay.
Like you could do this all the time. It would not matter. Like y'all could do it for every 10 or 15 pounds. Cause this is what happens. We all will have like versions of us. Like I have the version of me in a year from now in the membership and running the, like I have the business side of Corinne and mm-hmm. what she looks like and what she's doing, what she's thinking and feeling. I have, you know, the 5K runner girl. Like I have like all these different versions of me. Mm-hmm. Different versions of you and different roles in your life.
Okay.
You do it for every 10 to 15 pounds, but you'll always have the trick to this exercise is really to say, and why am I not thinking, feeling, and doing these things now? Because that is not like weight loss or money or somebody else's love. Like if you're sitting around in a relationship thinking, you know, well, the day they start saying and doing these things is the day I will feel all this stuff.
Questioning
right. why you're just denying that of yourself now is always such a good exercise. And what can you start doing?
I totally get that. Yeah.
And you know, can love the journey.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not, I, my head isn't clear on any of this. And just looking at these questions, I'm like, I do have that picture and it's very shallow right now. It's just a snapshot. It's not anything. And I think like, what's my future self going to look like? And what's my future self going to be doing? And, but I don't ever drill down these questions. I'm like, well, she's thin and she's happy and she gets to wear super awesome clothes and she gets to be cool on stage and that's it. And that's all I've ever, that's as deep down as I've ever kind of drilled down into it. So this is a really good exercise and I'm looking forward to doing
it. Yeah. And do it a few times. It takes a week. Like a lot of times, one thing I don't tell you guys that I do a lot, that I do a lot of, is I'll start a TDL and then every day just add to it. Because then I'll have new thoughts. But if I just do it every now and then, I'll just regurgitate the same ones. But I kind of push myself to like say, you know, like for you, you're going to do this 120 pound thing. Mm-hmm. Every day, add to it. Like, let it kind of be like, what would life be like? Then as you have new ideas, add those to it. Add those to it. And it's like a growing exercise. Like, it's not one that I would just say, like, just take an hour, get it done, and then boom, we're moving on. Like,
right. And I do a lot of that. I do a lot of the 1 hour, boom, moving on. And then I haven't really developed anything that I worked on, like with the four basics and the planning. And it's a lot of things. And I don't know why I think I'm going to run out of things to do before I get to my goal weight.
You'll never run out. You'll be like me, 14 years in at goal weight, still working on it.
Yes. I guess I should think about it. And you know, God, I'm glad I got on and raised my hand today because
I'm very glad you got on too. This has been a great call.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. And I will definitely make a post when we are headed. So we go to NAMM and we'll definitely, our kids are like, we're taking our kids on tour for the first time. Oh, I love awesome. Brendan Burchard's planner. That has helped me because I'm like chaotic here. Forget it. I have a music school with like over 300 students.
Oh, wow.
Everywhere. Like it's really super cool. And I guess I want the person in my body to match all of the amazing things I've built in every other part of my life. And I do have you to thank for all of that. Because I've seen a glimpse of it, and I really am really looking forward to kind of developing this part of my life that's always been an issue since I was like a kid. And it's always been that, you know, I didn't eat as a teenager when I was coming up through, because I was like, no, I have to be thin for roles. And
yeah.
And this is living my life. Plus I want to lose weight because I want to be in my body and I want to love being in my body.
When you said something interesting that has been real helpful for me, I've been going back and doing a lot of like work on why I think the way I do today, mm-hmm. and trying to figure out like, I've been doing it from like a lot of you want to know why you think the way you do, thinking that if I know why, then all of a sudden it'll change. Like this will make it easier, or now I'll have something to blame and stuff. What I've been doing is doing a lot of like noticing things that I think, and then going by like, how could that have gotten started? Like I want to be curious about it, because once I know, oh, no wonder I think this, because when I was a kid, this is what happened. And this is the way I was taught. So it allows me to be like, oh yeah, that's just my childhood thinking. And now I'm an adult and I can be like, no wonder I would think that, versus I can't believe I'm so broken. This is a dumb thought. These are stupid thoughts or whatever. And you even said like with your role stuff that, you know, when you were a kid, that's probably where it started.
Yeah.
So yeah. It would be natural for that old programming to be here. So now you just have to work on like being like, and that was just the stuff I learned as a kid.
That's just what I used to believe.
Yeah.
Yep. No. And that's actually, I have gotten better with that too. Like I used to get really angry with like, my mom didn't teach me how to eat right. And you know, blah, blah, blah. I developed those bad habits, but I'm like, you know what? That's just where it started. Sitting on being angry about it doesn't help me move forward. No. So I do have some good things from my group of years and these 6 weeks I've been in the tribe, like 8 weeks. Oh my God. Where did time go?
but you joined at the right time, because you know I killed that groupies group.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. My friend was really upset. I was like,
I'm sure a lot of them were, but they were over there bitching and moaning all day, every day. And we were deleting so many people. And I was like, I don't run daycares. I had one kid, one and done for a reason. And I'm for sure not going to have 20,000 kids in a daycare. That is just not my style.
No, it was a lot. I could see that being a lot. Oh, yeah. I guess I'll let you, I don't want to tie you up for other calls. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. And
fingers crossed that we see you in an audience in Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Bye, lady.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. I'm going to answer a couple of questions and then we're going to get out of here. Cause if you are in the Queen's Club, you have a call at 2:00 and we will be doing coaching. So I'm going to be coaching my face off. Hi, Corinne. I so enjoy reading Everything is Figure Outable. My question is, I have a history of optical migraines plus asthma, so I need to take medicine with food. How do I get out of the fear of not eating and then getting an optical migraine? Why are you not just eating to take the medicine with food? I don't think there's any problem with that. I would just take the medicine with food. Julie, type in more information if you're still here. Do you have the purse size planner that we can see? I don't. Kathy Hartman has it at her house. y'all might want to tag her in the Facebook group and ask her to take some pictures of it and show you. But she hoarded it and did not give me one. No, I'm not a purse size girl. I am a big time planner girl. I like to carry the big boy. I like to do lots of writing. So she kept it because she wanted to try it out and she thought she might like it better. So, all right, guys, if you're in Queen's Club, I'll see you in 30 minutes. And for those of you who don't know what that means, anybody who's lost over 25 pounds, they have a Facebook group and they get a special coaching call with me with office hours once a month. In that group, they work on a lot of where you're at in the middle of your journey. Our maintenance girls are over there and our girls with like the last 20 pounds are over there. So what we like for that group to do is to post stuff about that. So if you're in that group, please feel free to use it to discuss and work with each other on what it's like to have lost all of your weight and what it's like to be maintaining. That is such a good group for you guys to be discussing some of that stuff in. Okay. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.